Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Penance, and sometimes I can be a real witch.
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 17, The Dilettante's Ball. Issue 1, Invitation to Destruction. On the cover, Sage, Arcana, and Sokotoa stand together in an empty ballroom holding each other, shaking in terror. The floor is shrouded in a glowing mist, and the translucent ghostly figures of all of the adult heroes in Protean City dance around them. Down in the corner is a special glossy sticker of the Falcon logo wreathed in flames. Embossed letters proclaim this issue is part of the Falcon Down event.
Dear Sokotoa, with all of the conflict in the city, this is the time when you're needed most of all. Of course, the adults, and maybe some of your peers, don't think you're up for it. That's why you're going to prove them wrong. You can walk the walk and talk the talk as well as any established cape. Have you been working on the craft of superheroics to improve your powers, or have you been visibly telling people what it means to be a hero in these trying times?
And which one of those are you going to choose?
I am going to choose the powers. If you've been hard at work in the lab, choose one of the following options and tell us where the lab is, then roll with superior. So I'm going to choose the self-made lab. And if I tell where it is, one of them is hidden location. So I don't want to tell them where it is
well,
if I then have to change if it's hidden.
It's not hidden from us.
Or it's not hidden to the readers.
Okay.
It's hidden from maybe your friends, from bad guys.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, it's just a secret from everybody.
From everyone. It is a secret to everyone.
Yeah.
Zelda reference. So it's going to be underneath the boardwalk.
Okay.
Closer to my house, like where the boardwalk starts.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So nice. I got a 9 plus 2, that is an 11. Choose 2 perks and 1 shortage. I'm going to choose full control and crash pad.
Okay.
It's not hidden in the sense that if anybody walks under the boardwalk, you're going to find something. You may not be able to get in, but you're going to know something's there that not necessarily should be there.
Okay.
And the shortage is going to be space.
Okay.
By the nature of being underneath something,
okay.
I can't afford to make it too large or else it's going to be really visible.
So what is it? What is this? What is this lab? It's something at the end of a boardwalk. It's small, but you have full control over it.
Right. So I'm going to be working on new materials to help improve the suit.
Okay.
So that I can absorb more punishment. I'm trying to use the alloys that make up Isaac's shell to replicate that for me.
Okay. Where is it? Like, is it a building? Are you just working out of like an old, like an abandoned building? It's like a submerged ice cream truck?
No.
What is it?
Yes.
It's a submerged ice cream truck. No. It kind of looks like an old shed. Like,
okay.
He built this himself and he's not a carpenter.
Okay.
He doesn't have a whole ton of knowledge in that respect. So it doesn't look fantastic. Kind of like Shrek's house or something.
Okay. So it's just kind of like you pulled together some wood you had laying around. You assembled it kind of just looks like a shed. Is it on the beach? Is it?
No, it's underneath. Like you can walk
literally
to the beach, but it is literally underneath the boardwalk.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Excellent. So that's great.
So we're in like the downtown area, a lot of wealthy Park Avenue kind of people, something like that. I am in superhero clothes and I'm just kind of minding my own business. And I see a woman with like this fur coat and like this very well-to-do person get a purse taken from her by generic, you know, bad guy with the little mask.
Yeah.
So I take Isaac out and he's rolled up and I throw it at this guy. I throw him, at this guy and I hit him in the back. He drops the purse and Isaac picks it up and brings it back to me.
Nice. So
Okay, so cool. So this guy, obviously, like, he's just like some low level thug. He's not trying to like really make trouble. And you kind of look like a hero, even if you're probably a little bit shorter and maybe skinnier than a regular, like a Superman type hero. But
I don't know if skinnier is, he's a heavier kid, but he's not bulky or anything.
Less muscly. Yeah. But you're also in a full costume like that has like. Like, remind us, because you haven't been on an episode in a while, remind us what Sokotoa's costume
is. Right, so it is a, like, teal blue, like a like an aquamarine color with some orange in it, very, like, Hawaiian shirt-esque mixed colors on it, and it's a full, full bodysuit.
Yeah, yeah.
And the costume has math symbols all over it.
So it looks really professional.
That's one way to put that.
Yeah. Well, you're not, like, a person in normal clothes.
No, not at all.
You're at least someone who is willing to, like, walk around the streets in a goofy costume.
I'm very noticeable.
And you also just pulled like an alien out of your pocket and like threw it through the air. So this guy just runs off. Mm. So you're able to get this purse back and hand it back to the woman.
Yes.
And she will thank you.
Of course.
And as you hand it back to her, you notice that there is the whir of a drone really close to you. It's like a, it's clearly got a camera on it. It is a Callaway Corporation weather drone, or it's a drone of the type that Callaway Corp uses for weather stuff, watching the weather. And it's going to fly down, and it's got like a little, hanging underneath of it is a little sealed envelope that has your name written on it. It says Sokotoa on it.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to take this, but I don't know what this is about, so I'm now going to go off of like the super public street, find like some alleyway or less traveled street to open this.
Okay. So we're going to cut away.
I am down kind of on the border of like the Bash. It's not quite a bad neighborhood, but it's a little out of the way. That's where my Wicca store is, where I pick up a lot of potion ingredients and stuff. And I've really been working overtime on trying to get some stuff back together. Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of time there. And it's sort of on a hill. So when you walk outside, the road sort of slopes down and I have to walk uphill to get toward, back to Pequoy. So as I'm walking out the door with my sack full of, stuff,
magical items,
magical things, I see a baby carriage starting to roll down the hill.
Oh no.
So I immediately drop my bag of stuff and full out sprint at the carriage and catch it just in time before it is going to run into a tree.
Nice. And so the mother who is at the top of this hill is like waving her arms over her head and she starts just jogging slowly down because now you have the situation under control.
Yeah.
And so you are able to return this baby back to her and the baby is probably making some noise, but it's fine. It's not rolling down the hill now and it sees its mother and realizes it's safe again.
Yeah. I'm really bummed because when I dropped the bag, I shattered my looking glass that I was really excited about, but it's fine.
Okay.
I'll get more money next week.
Yeah. And you also see a drone that swings down, and also has an envelope hanging underneath of it and that says on it penance.
Not sage?
No, penance.
Oh. Ew, okay.
Do you take it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take it. Okay. Yeah. That's fishy.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be from anyone I know because they've all kind of noticed I haven't been calling myself Penance lately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And Alina.
So I am in the Protean City Art Museum.
Ooh.
Some thugs actually try to knock over the old man security guard and take one of the paintings.
Oh,
and
no.
I shut down the doors with my
psychic powers,
with my telekinesis, and bring the cue ropes for the line, and I just trip them up with it as
nice
hand out.
Do you catch the painting?
Yes.
And put it back on the wall?
Maybe. I hand it back to the curator.
Okay. Yeah. And he is very concerned. And all this happens very fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one moment and he's like bowled over and then these guys are sprinting out. And then all of a sudden, almost out of nowhere, they are stopped. And so he takes it and he goes to put it back up on the wall. And you probably pause and stop for a moment. And as you're sort of looking at this painting that he's just hung up and that you were maybe looking at before, a very nice, dapper gentleman in a nice suit, not like an exceedingly nice suit, but in like a professional suit, steps out from the crowd. And he's wearing gloves and he hands you an envelope that says Arcana on it, handwritten.
Oh, thank you very much.
And he nods and bows deeply and turns and walks away into the crowd. So all of you, I assume, go home or go somewhere safe out of the public eye to open these envelopes. And they all basically say the same thing, although they are addressed to you individually as your hero names. And they say, Dear Arcana, dear Penance, dear Sokotoa, you are cordially invited to the Dilettante's Ball. And the letter goes on to explain that this is a yearly event. Sage, you might be familiar with this because this is an event that happens every year or so, unless something major is happening, where the Dilettante throws a huge ball and invites everyone who is anyone and wears a cape.
Yes.
And a mask. You probably don't know like a lot of the details about it because obviously you haven't been invited, but you're always aware that like one night of the year, Lunar Lens like puts on her finest dress. And
totally.
Like,
Lunar Lens has gone in the past and made me babysit. It was rough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Lunar Lens goes every year because the Dilettante's Ball is an event to raise money for Picoy and also invite people in the city who are heroes, who are... who and people who are of that sort of clientele, who might want to come to Picoy to train young kids who are looking to be heroes, because that is the sort of child that is attracted to Picoy and who Picoy attracts. And so it's sort of an awareness raising event. And the last thing that the letter specifies is that this is a masquerade ball and that you should wear some sort of a fancy dress costume, but not that costume, but wear a mask, obviously. So this would be the first year that you would be invited.
Yeah.
Because you've been out and doing stuff as heroes.
So I'm going to open the letter, immediately recognize the invitation because I've seen them before. And I'm going to go over to Lunar Lens's study and just tell her that I got invited.
And she's puttering about because she has also received her letter today.
Of course, yeah.
She probably receives her letter first. She, of course, is a public figure, and so she probably just had it delivered in the mail. Like the Dilettante doesn't always have to send drones to find people or dapper suited figures. She chooses to for a lot of the new people. But so she is there and she's preparing. I think it's probably maybe midweek, and that the ball is towards the end of the week. It'll be on Friday night.
Okay.
So she's not like getting ready for the ball now, but right. She is puttering around preparing, and she'd be like, oh good, I was hoping that you were going to be invited this year. It is such an event.
It seems like an odd year for me to get an invitation given everything that's going on.
Does she know? Did you tell her?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Okay. She knows, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Being a hero is not the powers that you have. It's the power that you have because of who you are, and the kind of person you are hasn't changed. And the Dilettante recognizes that. She may not know that you are having some troubles, but she recognizes that you're still out there doing what needs to be done.
I guess. I mean, what do I wear to this thing?
Something fancy, and we'll have to find you a mask.
Okay.
I know that you don't normally wear one.
I mean, I'll make an exception, I guess. More importantly, who's going to babysit?
Does anyone else want to? Do you want to talk to Jelena? Do you want to talk to the asset? Sokotoa, do you want to prepare anything for this?
No, I'm going to duck out, like be like, hey, I'm going to grab like, you know, bite to eat somewhere. It's almost going to be like, I'm going to go out for a pack of smokes kind of thing and okay. Like just not come back.
So just night of, you're right. Just going to duck out, not right. Anyone know. Alina?
I guess I'm nervous about this. I might as well talk to my mentor about the Dilettante's Ball.
Okay. Where would you find him? Presumably you would find him in your base somewhere.
Yes.
So what is he doing?
So he is in the shop performing some helicopter maintenance.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So he's in like a standard, a pretty like generic, of course, generic, like jeans and t-shirt. Mm-hmm. He's probably covered in a little grease because he's making sure one of the doors on one of the helicopters is kind of sticking a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so he's trying to find the source of that and make it smooth because you got to have that door open mm-hmm. quickly when you need to.
Hi. So I got this invitation.
Ugh. To the damn ball.
Yeah. I don't know. Sage is like going out of her mind about it. I mean, I guess. I don't know. She said that it's like this huge deal, and I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
He'll get up from where he's like kneeling next to this door, and he'll have a cloth or something. He's cleaning his hands off, and he'll point over, and he's got his envelope mm-hmm. on a workbench somewhere, and he's just got it like propped up next to some tools, and it's probably unopened and mm-hmm. also covered in grease. Mm-hmm. And he's just gonna say, "It's just this damn event that the dilettante throws every year. It's where all these fancy types get together and thank themselves for being as excellent as they are. And, you know, I mean, it's for a good cause, I guess. It raises money for Peacoy. If you weren't here with me, you'd probably be there with her. So, like, I guess that's good. And these days, as things are in the city, I guess it's good for people to stay together and stand united as heroes."
Okay. Will there be, like, waltzing and fancy forks I don't know how to use, and like I don't know what to expect?
Are you aiming towards what's your fireside chat move? What does that say?
Yeah, roll plus the label they embody, and on a hit they will tell you what to do if you follow through their advice and take one plus one ongoing. On a 7 to 9 you get 1+4 to see it through if you do it their way. 7.
Okay. So on a 7 to 9...
I get 1+4 to see it through if I follow their advice.
Okay. Don't worry about all the dancing and the silverware. If I can go and figure it out, you can go and figure it out. But it's important because this is where all the biggest heroes and important masky types show up at the same place at the same time. So go and listen to what they have to say, and listen to what they say when they think no one's watching. And learn them, and remember that, and add to those files. That's where do you think most of that information came from? And I'll be there doing the same thing. And if you ever need me for anything,
thanks.
And he's gonna go back to sliding this helicopter door back and forth. It's still sticking. Would you guys meet up before you go to the party, or would you?
Do you think we told each other? I think Sage and I told each
other. Oh, that's a good point.
Because some of us, some of our team has not gotten an invitation. So okay. I feel very strongly that Alina and I would have in sort of passive ways go like, "So you got any plans this weekend?" "Oh, yeah, I have a thing too." when is your thing?
Kalina would have definitely, without any tact, message every single person in the group and be like, "Yo, did you get this invitation? What's this about?"
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no. We're not going to answer, though. It's going to go unanswered, except for the two people that said nope.
I'm going to be like, "Oh, I just, all right, bye." like it's you just see a panel where it has like the dots. And we're sending a text, and then it just goes away and Kalina doesn't reply.
So we get a panel, and it is the three of you meeting on the steps of an enormous mansion. There's a little bubble at the top of the comic that explains that this is the home of Diane Sloan, friend of the dilettante. And then another little bubble that says, "Is the dilettante." And it is an enormous mansion. It is like, there's a big circular driveway up front that you guys probably just like walk up. Well, actually, yeah. So Alina and Sokotoa probably would have taken the train up into the Pinnacle City where this is. Sage, would you have ridden your motorcycle?
The answer is hell yes.
Okay.
If I'm going to a heroing thing and I'm feeling not so great about my heroing, I'm going to play up whatever I do have. So I'm going to ride my motorcycle up to the front gate, and I'm wearing a black gown with a like big slits up the side and thigh high boots. So there's thing like the dress is like flapping in the wind on the motorcycle. But mm-hmm. when I get off, it's super damn impressive. And I like straighten out the dress and take off my helmet. I finally have my own helmet.
Okay.
And it's got a pentacle on the back and it's pretty badass. And take off my helmet and hand it to the concierge and like shake out my hair in the way that you do. And put on my mask.
Yeah. And there's probably a moment where the valet goes to like look for keys and you just kind of leave him hanging and then your motorcycle drives itself off.
Yes. Yeah. It's to go park somewhere. It's very good. It listens to me. So he's just standing there like, what happened?
And so then we get the scene now of the three of you all kind of being like, oh, hey, you're here too. You all knew that Sokoto was coming because he told everyone in a text message. And you and Alina maybe discussed it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So how do you react to each other? And then the rest of it, you describe what you were wearing to this party.
Okay, so I am wearing a long gray gown. It's asymmetrical neckline. There's only one strap that goes across. And there's a cutout on one side of the waist with lace on it. And I already have my mask on. And it's black, of course, but it has some details that are kind of like crown molding almost. I mean, it's to scale with the mask, mm-hmm. but it's like got a little cherub on it and it's painted gold.
Sokotoa is wearing a black, like a black dress shirt, black suit pants, black shoes. He has a black cape. He's a black hat.
Like a top hat or a...
You'll know in a minute.
Okay.
He has a black bandana that has eye holes cut in it. He is the California older age superhero, Zero. It also has a like a gray Zero in the center of his hat and mm-hmm. on the front of his dress shirt.
So is this because like Alina and Sage both had adults who were familiar with this event, who were able to guide them, and you didn't? Or are you intentionally misinterpreting the sort of costumey aspect of what was expected?
I think Kalino is very innocent and didn't really know what was going on. So he went as the hero who helped inspired him.
Okay. I like it.
And yeah, I have a black gown with slits up each thigh and like a, it's like a high front neckline and then probably like a lower back mm-hmm. and sleeveless and these thigh-high black black boots and like a black choker with a pentacle on it and then a black and gold mask with like filigree on it and like a little crystal in the middle like between the eyes.
Nice. So what do you guys say to each other as you run into each other for the first time?
So clearly Kalino did not understand.
You know, if somebody had told me they were coming in the text message I sent, someone could have explained to me that this wasn't the point.
So sorry, but you look great.
Well, I know that, but...
And then Sage is going to walk away because she's snorting violently.
I mean, you guys look good too. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you. And I just fidgeted a little bit. So, should we just go in, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think Len's got here a while ago. Did the asset get an invitation?
Yes, but he generally doesn't let people know when he's coming in and doesn't let anyone know that he's leaving.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so I guess we're doing this thing.
I'm just going to walk in behind you guys.
Maybe if you take like the Zero off of the stuff, like the logo, it won't be so.
This was an iron-on. I can't.
Okay, cool. So it's a choice that you made, and we're just gonna embrace it.
Can you maybe put it backwards?
I have a Sharpie in my bag somewhere.
No, I committed to this. I'm just gonna do it. I like this cape. I don't normally get to wear them.
The cape is cool. The cape plays.
Thank you.
Yeah.
As you go up these, there's a big set of stone stairs up to a house with all sorts of very fancy like pillars and supporting all sorts of like overhanging balconies and stuff. There's probably like way up at the top of the house. There's some gargoyles But all in the sort of like the retro futurism style of the that a lot of the like the very wealthy people in Protean City have sort of adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge set of double doors, maybe twice as high as you'd expect a normal set of doors to be, but with like handles down by where a normal human handles would be. And there are two gentlemen dressed in nice suits, similar to the one that Alina saw at the museum. And they open the doors for you and let you in. And so when you enter, there's a small like atrium where you could walk in, and you do. And there are people there are another set of gentlemen there to take your if you had any belongings or things you would like to pass off. And there are some very fancy looking people who are holding trays of beverages.
Adult beverages?
Adult beverages.
Ooh.
And there's probably like one really quick moment where you think maybe they don't know. And then they turn the tray. The guy turns the tray around and grabs a different set of beverages and hands you something that is bubbly, but probably not alcoholic.
Rats.
And I'm just going to tap the guy with the tray on the shoulder and be like, do you know who we are? We're heroes. Can't we? I mean, like, come on, man.
He kind of is holding the tray with one hand. And he looks up and this like notepad document like appears hovering in the air. And he kind of just like flips through it with his hand as it scrolls. And he goes, yes, I believe you are Penance and Akana and Sokotoa, and I believe you are all underage. And he kind of like swipes away and the thing disappears. So unfortunately, I cannot serve you alcoholic beverages at this time.
Unfortunately is right.
Can somebody else serve us?
It would no one under my under the employ of the dilettante at this time.
All right, well, I'll take the cola. Thank you.
Okay. You get the fancy glass, at least.
Yes, I take a flute of the sparkling cider, which I assume mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah.
And try to figure out how to sip it without banging my nose. Not that my nose is very big, but it's sort of like I've got a mask on and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
trying to manage.
If you are doing that, like in front of this gentleman, he'll search around in his suit and pull out a curly straw and put it in your flute and be like, many individuals at the party this evening, we expect to be wearing quite elaborate masks. And so I provide straws for those who wish to drink, but have struggled through, provide straws for those who have let their masks get a little too extravagant.
I'm going to dig through his batch of straws and pick one that looks fun and take it.
It was like in his coat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I knew.
Okay. He's kind of a little bit put off that you're just like reaching into his jacket.
It's fine.
But
Kalina just ends up holding the glass above his head and like pouring it down.
Okay. And then he's going to step back and start talking to the next set of guests who have come in behind you. And so at that point you would be led into sort of a main ballroom through a smaller but equally ridiculously extravagant set of double doors. And so you enter a room that is enormous, just maybe the biggest room you've seen outside of like a school gym.
Mm-hmm.
It is two stories. The second story is open and it just rings the outside. So everyone up there can kind of like get away from all the crowds, but still look out over. And there's a few people up there. And there is a huge wide array of heroes and other masked people in this room. And they've started to group off into like small groups of conversations. There's a group of people who are all in very tight suits, but they're not wearing jackets. It's just nice pants with ties that are all like each of them is one solid color. And you can see that their skin is each matching that same color. And they have these big like solid kind of like full face masks that look kind of like a motorcycle mask. But it just covers their face. It doesn't cover the rest of their head, but matches the same color. And they are talking with a shark, is really the best way to put it, that has robot legs. and is walking around. It has a like a bubble helmet over its head that is clearly circulating water through it so it can breathe. There's just like a crazy assortment of people. I won't go through in detail all of them, but there are people in costumes that look more like military uniforms. There's one that looks like he's straight out of a Star Trek show. Actually, specifically looks like he's out of The Space Between. Was the name of the VR game that you guys played, or that Alina played. There's just like a ton of the craziest looking people. Some of them are human shaped, some of them are blob shaped, some of them are shark shaped. But everyone here is just used to that, because these are all heroes and they are all just starting to mingle and drink and talk. You do see Lunar Lens, and she is off in the far corner. And she is in...
I kind of feel like she doesn't get many opportunities to dress up, so she goes out. Goes all out, so it's almost wedding level ballroom gown, and it's got sort of a princess. It's corset top, and then the gown part is just feathers, like all the way down.
And she also has like really elaborate, really gorgeous Native American jewelry, and she has one that's like a full chest piece that goes over her shoulders and everything. So it's a strapless gown with this big, elaborate Native American beaded necklace.
Would there be anyone else that you would be looking for in the crowd of people who might be here or might not be here?
Kalino is scanning the floor. He's like got his head down to the ground because he's trying to find Dr. Sybil Morris, who probably is here as the inventor of Trip. But he doesn't see Trip, and he doesn't know whether she's being carried or anything. So like, he's not making any friends like crawling around looking at people's feet.
Presumably Dr. Sybil Morris is here, but you wouldn't find her on the ground anywhere. She is definitely somewhere up on the second level. There's probably a whole little area cut out for her to sit in. And she has she probably has a robot of some sort that she has concocted for this sort of an event. And so she's just sort of standing up on the balcony looking out over people and might wave to you if you saw her, but you're looking down and she's
right
up.
I definitely didn't see her.
Okay.
I would be avoiding my mentor Adder Adler because he has been assigning me things and sometimes I just goof off instead. So I'm avoiding him.
Did he even come to something like this? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, but you're looking for him just in case.
And okay. I'm looking for the food. Really, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a beverage. I need some snacks.
And you do find, not Adder Adler, but you do find the giant table of food. It's long. It extends almost the whole width of one wall, and this is like a basketball stadium sized room, and it's full of ice sculptures and of the various heroes. I think that it is a progression and starts with like an ice sculpture of the original Striped Eagle and some of the earlier heroes, with the more recent statues of Centurion and some of the other heroes that are bopping around the city these days.
Impressive.
And yeah, it's very impressive. And there's tons of just so much cocktail shrimp.
The shark is like,
oh my God.
Camped out.
Yeah.
Right by there.
Yeah. And you do probably actually at some point make eye contact with the asset who's over towards the one end of the table in the corner of the room, with a couple cocktail shrimp. And he is in a very, exceedingly nice, but exceedingly average gray tuxedo. And he has a gray mask that matches, but it's nothing really like outstanding. It's pretty much just his basic mask on top of a nice thing, but he's doing his best to blend in. He's like standing next to a group of people, kind of just nodding, like he's listening in and pretending like he's part of the conversation, but not actually participating, doing his thing.
I can't find Morris, so eventually I stand up, apologize to the people around me, not verbally, of course. I just like kind of look them in the eyes and like give them that look like, you know, what are you going to do? And then I start looking for the young Striped Eagle, also known as Holly, because I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah.
And I'd like to catch up.
And also, between the time when you saw her last, Falcon was expelled violently from the city.
Oh, yes, of course. So and she may so not be here.
There's a little, maybe a little bit of a war going on, which we have largely glossed over, which is kind of what the dilettante wants. But after a while of searching through this crowd, looking at all these faces and trying to find anyone who you might recognize amongst them, you do find her, the young striped eagle. It probably takes you a moment because you've mostly seen her in her big power armor suit. Mm-hmm. And like that thing pops open so you can see her face. So you've seen her face before, but you probably have not seen her in sort of civilian clothes before. And you've definitely not seen her in a floor length ruby red ball gown that has this embroidered beaded bodice that is clearly like designed to look like the wings of an eagle, and it kind of like almost has a little bit of the face of an eagle up around kind of a higher neckline, and then she has an elaborate mask that is eagle feathers.
So we get a panel from behind. They can see Sokoto like the back of his head, and you're looking mm-hmm. towards her, and everything else is gray except the dress.
Yeah.
So it's like, bam.
Yeah. And you guys make eye contact. And if you don't recognize her immediately, you do make eye contact and you will recognize her eyes and she'll smile and come over.
Oh, cool. I don't have to go over there. I would have been frozen. Hey, long time no see.
Yeah. You know, with everything that's been going on, I've been laying a little bit low.
This is what you call laying low?
Well... Look, they told me that I had to come to put on a face to be seen.
Okay, you've been seen. Do you want to go somewhere else and be unseen for a while?
And she kind of like she kind of immediately looks a little bit like just very concerned about what you just asked. Like she's not insulted, but she kind of like thinks it through. And then she kind of like, you can see her like mentally putting herself in your shoes and like, and she kind of like, okay, she gets at what you're sort of getting at here, I think. And so,
I mean, talking.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she says, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of space up on the second floor. We could go find somewhere up there. And,
sure. Do you want a drink? I'll meet you up there.
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna get her like just a fruit punch, yeah, kind of. There's like whatever it is there.
Yeah. So what are the rest of you doing while Sokoto is first crawling around on the ground or whatever?
Would the dilettante have invited any members of the appointed church?
No.
Okay. Awesome. So then I'm gonna be arm in arm with Bay, scoping out, you know, who's here, who's who.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
So yeah, we're kind of drifting and sort of clinging to the side and just sort of listening in on conversations and sort of like nodding along with the adults, even though we have no idea.
Yeah.
And praying that they don't try to get involved with the youngsters and ask them their opinion.
Also low-key judging some of the outfits like teenage girls do, the fashion choices that we're making, and maybe sort of watching Kalino do his thing, because that's funny.
Yeah, we're drifting along the edges and sort of getting the lay of the land.
So why don't we meet back up with the Striped Eagle and Sokotoa upstairs. So you would find her somewhere probably towards like, so there is a clear front of this room because there's kind of a it's not really a podium. Calling it a podium is like really underselling what this is, but there's some kind of a marble like lifted stage. It's not really a full stage, but it's something that someone who is the host of this event could stand on, and there's a microphone, and so she's sort of towards that side of the room, leaning against the railing, looking down at probably someone on the ground.
Sure. So I come up to her with a glass in both hands, one from you, one for her. And I just hand it to her and say, so is this the first time you've been to one of these?
Yeah. Some of my predecessors have been invited. Obviously, like the original Striped Eagle would have been. But yeah, this is pretty crazy. It's a lot.
You probably know like every person here.
You'd be surprised. They Falcon keeps me a little sheltered. But yeah, I mean, Centurion is there and the rest of those heroes. I've been working with them recently.
I haven't seen you around for a long time.
Well, our base is a little further away than it used to be. And, you know, the boat full of angry people who don't like us a whole lot. So we've been trying to play. I mean, we're doing our part and helping, but we're not like in the city anymore. So,
yeah. Well, you should come back sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I try to get into the city when I can, but the Falcons kind of got me under. They took my lab away, and they've been trying to dictate like a lot of what I do more than they used to. Some of my missions recently went pretty badly, and so they're kind of like I'm under review.
Are we being watched right now?
And she looks around. I mean, I assume so. The dilettante, or sorry, Diane Sloan has some pretty fancy surveillance equipment in this building.
No, I mean like your handlers, whoever those they are.
I mean, they track me wherever I am, but they're not listening. Oh, I don't think.
Well, if you ever need a lab, it's certainly not as nice as the one you're used to, but like I can help you out if you need some place to get away.
Okay. That's good to know. I've got your phone number still, so I'll take you up on that if I ever need anything.
And he does one of those like cool, cool kind of things and like looks away like, is this going well?
So I think at this point, actually, the lights dim a little bit all of a sudden. And it's like kind of not even super clear where all the light is coming from, because there's some small sconces, but a lot of the light is just like almost just like ambient just from everywhere. It's very like this is a kind of a high tech room, and the lights dim, and one bright spotlight turns on that the sort of marble pedestal, and the dilettante walks out and walks up into the light. And she is wearing a very elaborate, slim cut tuxedo with like, coattails. And it is all made out of this material that like to call it, shimmery or sparkly would be really like, again, underselling it. And it has these huge, just like, silver, embroidered lapels. And her mask is this huge, like, teardrop-shaped black mask that is sort of reminiscent of her costume mask, but larger and covers more of her face. And her hair is done up. And she stands up onto this pedestal and looks out over the room and says, "Welcome, heroes of Protean City. To the Dilettante's Ball. I'm so glad that you could all come out this evening and join me in honoring the Lunar Lens and the work she does at Peacoy. And I hope that you can find it inside yourselves to reach out to her and donate money and or donate time and help the powered youths of our city. And enjoy yourselves and have a ball." And she kind of like comically like shields her eye from the light. And she's going to say, "And I know that Sir Calloway is out there somewhere. Find him and remind him to donate some money. He's got way more of it than he needs. And those kids could really use it. So, have a nice time and welcome. And I'll of course be around, and the lights will come back up and she's going to stand there and some people probably take some pictures of her."
So can I just add, Sokotoa, like as soon as she appears, kind of like flinches a little because the last interaction she's had, had with her, she beat the crap out of him.
So did he not remember that's who the dilettante was?
No, he did. But it's just like he was like, OK, she was not in control of herself at the time. Yeah. But like it's still just like it's a physical reaction, not an emotional one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. And so I guess the striped eagle will kind of look at you for a moment, like what she, and just kind of brush it off as another weird mannerism. Let's join back up with Sage and Alina, where they are, like hovering around the edges of some conversation. Let's see. So would you be, what would you be doing besides just like looking around? Are you gonna be, are you trying to find, like, are you trying to overhear any particular conversation or find any kind of information?
No, at this point, I'm looking for an adult that looks like I might be able to convince them I deserve alcohol. So amidst the judging fashion choices, listening for useful information, which there hasn't been really anything of note, I'm keeping an eye out for anyone I feel like might be suggestible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, who would be suggestible? There is a gentleman who is the one who is in a crazy like space commander outfit, mm-hmm. And has a mask that kind of looks like the Star Trek logo, mm-hmm. or the badge but sideways. You hear he is like talking loud and he's telling stories to tons of people or like to the people who are around him. And every time one of the waiters, walks past with the drinks, he just like grabs the whole tray and starts handing them out to everyone.
Yes.
As part of his story. And because he wants everyone to be merry.
So I'm going to wink at Alina and be like, I'm going in. And I'm going to just walk up and get in his circle of story listeners and just go, ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh my gosh, so funny, right? Me too. And just...
And he's going to say, he'll hear you through the crowd and be like, you also fought the rock monsters on Cygnus 6? I haven't been back there in so long. Did it make you feel the most alive you've ever felt?
Literally the most alive I've ever felt. There is nothing like fighting an anti-gravity to really boost your sense of heroism and make you realize what it's about being a hero on Earth.
Anti-gravity? I don't remember the arena being equipped with anti-gravity. When were you there?
Oh, just recently. When were you there?
Oh, it was years ago.
It must be a new feature. They're inviting younger people all the time to try to, you know, draw in a younger audience for the spectating.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think he's like weirdly fixated on you now that he thinks you've been to space and
yes.
And he's going to say, I'm sorry. I haven't, I don't believe that we have met. I am Captain Penumbra. What is the name that you go by on this planet?
Oh, I'm Sage. It's lovely to meet you. I'm actually one of the wards over at Pequay. I live with, Miss Lunar Lens.
And so he's going to kind of halt mid handing you a glass.
Oh shit. I forgot.
One of the children. Right.
Damn it.
He hands the drink off to someone else.
Elspeth legitimately forgot and screwed it up for Sage.
And then he's going to turn to there's like a person in a it doesn't even look like they're wearing clothes, but just like a skin tight black bodysuit. And they have one eye that has a star in it. And he's going to turn to them and be like, let it be known or let nobody say that Captain Penumbra gives inebriating beverages to the youth.
Man, I was so close. What was he thinking?
I don't know. And
it feels accurate though, even though I hate it.
and he's going to say, well, the next time you get out I haven't been out off the planet in a while, but the next time I'm out in space, I'll look up Sage. What planet did you say you were from? Oh, you're right here.
Yes, I'm from Earth. I just visited Mars.
As an Earth child, how did you find yourself in space?
Study abroad.
God.
I'll have to give my thanks to the Lunar Lens. She's it's not often that you people of Earth think to send your young ones off into other planets.
Yeah,
it's important to see the many worlds of our solar system of our galaxy.
I agree. And don't you know, on Mars the drinking age is actually 18, and wouldn't you know, I'm 18.
Now I think you're trying to provoke him.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
So why don't you... I would say he is it's arguable that he's susceptible to your influence, but he is listening to you, so roll plus superior.
Oh. I got a 5.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This makes sense, though.
Okay. Unless Alina wants to use You Have One Team.
No.
You could help.
No.
Okay.
She doesn't support my stupidity.
All right.
You got yourself
I
into
know.
This.
I messed up bad.
And so he's going to... Oh, God, what happens here? So he's just going to turn back to you and say, "Now I know you're pulling my leg. They moved the drinking age to 23 up on Mars only a few months ago. And anyway, we're here on Earth, and so we must abide by the rules of this planet. That should have been the first thing they told you before you went to space." And he's gonna step around and put his arm around you and start lecturing you about the importance of rules, of following the rules of the local planet.
Does he have old man smell?
No, he smells very good. He smells like very good.
Like in a weird way?
In a slightly weird way. In a way that like some guy you don't know putting his arm around you and lecturing you about like alien laws should really be off-putting. And it isn't. You find it a little charming. Like he's not old. He's kind of a dashing middle-aged man.
Yes, he's a okay. dad age, but not in a creepy way.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
He has pheromone powers.
Oh. So I'm just going to relax into it and be like, yeah, I can't wait to go back. I'm really looking forward to my next trip. Hopefully, once I'm in college, I can go again. Wow, did it get warmer in here?
I have that effect on some people. And I think that you are actually rescued by... Because Alina, you're not going to inject yourself into this.
I'm not going to directly engage this threat.
then I think that you would be rescued by a shorter woman. And it's especially striking, too, because like she is kind of glowing from the inside.
Ooh.
And so one of the reasons why she's showing off a lot of skin is because she's showing off that she's glowing. And her mask is kind of like a... It looks like a bunch of stars were kind of all slapped together around her face, and she's gonna kind of like butt in as she sees the captain trying to like pull you away from this group of people and say, "Captain, you should know better. Leave this young lady alone. tell everyone else the stories of your times in space. I'm sure there's someone in the crowd who hasn't heard your story yet." And she's gonna kind of like reach up and try to like pull his hand off of your shoulder and turn him and push him away. And just going to say, I'm so sorry for the captain. The Penumbra is a terror at these kinds of parties.
I was feeling pretty relaxed up until like half a second ago.
Well, that is the power that he wields. Just be aware.
Well, thanks. I'm sorry. How rude of me. I'm Sage, and you are?
And she kind of like flexes a little bit, and reaches out a hand to shake yours, and all of her skin kind of like glows. Like it's like she has like a light inside of her. Mm-hmm. And she's gonna say, "I'm Firefly."
Oh, hi. It's lovely to meet you. I get it. That's really awesome.
And she's going to say, it's important not to let your guard down at these kinds of events. I mean, we're all heroes here, but people like Captain Penumbra aren't thinking about what their powers are doing. And they're used to other adults who are used to keeping their guard up. And it's important.
Sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I sort of went a little off the rails there. I really appreciate it. Is this your first time here too?
she's gonna smile and kind of laugh and say, I'm pleased that you think that I'm young. but no, I've been coming to these events almost since they started, I think.
I'm so sorry. It's my first time. I'm still sort of learning everyone. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to be
rude. No, it's fine. I don't really hang out around in this sort of society, high society anymore. Back in the day, the Dilettante and Lunar Lens and I used to be on a team together. But we had a falling out, and I don't really roll with these circles anymore, so.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. It must have been some sort of misunderstanding, because Lunar Lens is like the most amazing woman I've ever met. I'm sure it was just a mistake.
You know how things are with working with a team of heroes. Everything's fine one day, and then the next day, everything's the problem, and everything just falls apart, and people change and grow apart.
You seem great, and I really appreciate you saving me from that awkward encounter. I hope you're having a good night.
Yeah. Everything is it's good. It's been a while since I've been to one of these events, and I'm interested to see how everything kind of turns out. But keep your guard up. And she's going to kind of like fade off into the crowd and move away and leave you by yourself.
Okay. I'm going to try to collect my two peeps and tell them what I just learned, that Lunar Lens had a falling out with any person, let alone somebody that used to be her friend. And it's also appearingly a kind of a badass lady.
Okay. So Lena, you're pretty close by still, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But Kalino is up on the second floor. So would you all head up that way?
Yeah, why not? That's a good vantage point for the mm-hmm. for the rest of the event.
Okay. So when you get up there, you find Kalino and the Striped Eagle. She's gonna say, "Oh, you're Sage? Sage, hi. That's right. I forgot that you would probably be here. And I'm sorry, we haven't met. I'm the Striped Eagle." And she'll put out a hand, kind of like hit that military ready stance and put her hand out to shake yours.
Okay. So I shake her hand and I say, nice to meet you.
And sorry, your name is?
That's Need to Know.
I'm just kidding.
She's just going to kind of say, okay, all right. And she's going to turn back and be like, so, Kalina, you have some weird friends.
I'm just kidding.
And in that moment, you all feel this like terrible, like grasping, at your insides, like as if something just kind of grabbed your heart and squeezed. And for a moment, none of you can move. So you can't move. You can kind of still like look around. And for those of you that are pointed or that are facing down towards the crowd, can see that there is a very short man in a kind of really beat up suit that has had like the sleeves torn off. And he's wearing like kind of a wide brim hat. And you can see also that nobody else in the crowd is moving either. All of the activity on the floor has just frozen. And he is going to say in kind of a ringing voice over the silence, y'all should really be more protective of your events. When you dress up all fancy, you let your guard down. And it's easy for someone like me to come in here and shutting everything on down. And he's going to wave off to one of the sides and off to the side to one of the groups. And the woman who Sage that you spoke to, who was kind of glowing from the inside, now just radiating light, is going to step up next to him and say, look, everyone, I think we need to talk.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at _Starkey_. Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter at HerlockHolmes1. Penance is played by me, Elsbeth Dudman, and I can be found on Twitter at The Cat on the Wall. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.